They tried to get access through a door and they failed, so then they went in through the roof, which is, has been a common feature of a number of the break-ins. So we're calling on people involved in the retail trade and people that have isolated filling stations, country shops, pubs, that sort of thing, to just have a look around their premises again, make sure that they will be able to withstand attack and that alarms are up to speed and doing what they should be doing, CCTV capturing what it should be capturing. But again, the big one is if you're warehousing or holding a lot of stock, you need to store it very securely, have it more secure than any other part. Because while these people are getting goods in this way, there's a black market for it, and they're using that black market.
And should businesses be on the lookout in the Northwest for anything suspicious? Because there has been a number of similar incidents like this now.
Yeah, I think we're up on about 8 now in Donegal, and there's been others in the west of Ireland as well, in various different parts, and in Northern Ireland. So these criminal gangs now are very mobile, so people in the community. Now we know that a number of people did use the text alert system since this burglary has been reported and received media coverage. People have used the text alert system to send in details of cars and vans that they've seen moving around, so that's very helpful to us in eliminating or trying to establish what mode of transport these people have. But basically, in the main, they're normally landing at a premises, being dropped off, literally, and having no car or van around to put a suspicion while they do the work inside.